avian influenza, in this case H5N1, affects birds in a similar way the flu affects humans.
A virus, it will typically cause a fever, and ultimately, if not treated, which there are no treatments with wild birds, it could lead to fatality depending on how severe the strain is.
That was DNR wildlife health biologist Michelle Benavides-Westrich. She says they started noticing this strain late last year, as it seemed to cross over from wild waterfowl to domestic poultry facilities. In one case, a human was infected with it.
But it's not common, and it's typically associated with people that process a large number of birds.
The H5N1 strain of avian influenza has been found in various places throughout the state, including Du Bois County, this spring. The Department of Natural Resources is asking hunters to be aware of any large mortality events, meaning places where a large number of birds have perished. Benavides-Westrich says hunting season tends to correspond with migratory bird seasons.
And when that happens, these birds can move the virus across the landscape.
They also want to stop the spread of H5N1 from wild to domestic poultry.
So for hunters that have backyard poultry, they need to be more aware of the biosecurity steps they could take to prevent contaminating their domestic bird facility at home.
Benavides-Westrich advises hunters to refer to the USDA Defend the Flock program. She says mortality events can be reported at on.in.gov/sickwildlife. I'm Tim Jagalow, WNIN News.